Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot professor. We've got some more breaking developments in the wake of the Charlie Kirk assassination. Democrats and leftists across the nation are getting canceled as we speak. They're getting fired from their jobs and they're getting canceled from their social media accounts because they all thought it would be a good idea to share with the world how gleefully excited they were that Charlie was killed. One of the most heinous developments to come out of yesterday, that the legacy media has been doing everything they can to everything they possibly can to hide from their dwindling audience, is the disgusting propensity towards celebration of Charlie's murder by leftist lunatics across America. This is something, it's beyond comprehension, and it goes beyond even what we saw last summer with J-13 in Butler, Pennsylvania, when President Trump was almost assassinated. Over the last 24 hours, we have seen an epidemic of a particularly venomous glee coming from the rabid lunatic left over Charlie's death, posting their malicious machinations online. But now, here's the payback. Karma's a bitch, as many of them like to put on there. They're finally facing the consequences for that. And that's because an entire army of online citizen activists are exposing each and every one of these psychopaths and their venomous postings, and they're giving these people exactly what they deserve. First and foremost, the ultra-left social media platform Blue Sky actually had to issue a warning to their users to cut out all the mocking and ridiculing and celebrating. It was that bad. It was so widespread on that filth of a platform. Obviously, the moderators recognized they could be looking at a lawsuit or the federal government shutting them down. We can only be so lucky. So they clamped down on their own users, but not before that vile vitriol came to the surface for all to see. But because of so many of you, because of citizen activists, the ones who are seeing it today are their employers. And now, as a result, a mass epidemic of well-deserved firings has begun. Let's start with the ultra-repulsive MSNBC, Matthew Dowd. One of the most odious human beings on the planet, and I use that term, let's just say sparingly with him, because he became the first major casualty when he was fired immediately after suggesting on live television that Charlie's supposed hate speech contributed to his own assassination.
But following up with what was just said, he's been one of the most divisive, especially divisive younger figures in this, who is constantly sort of pushing this sort of hate speech or sort of aimed at certain groups. And I always go back to hateful thoughts lead to hateful words, which then lead to hateful action.
Now, what you just heard there was the very definition of lunacy. That was a lunatic. He may look, you know, sophisticated and erudite, but no, that's a lunatic. That is what lunacy sounds like coming from our cosmopolitan elite, our permanent political class. What he just did there was classic scapegoating, blaming someone else for another's wrongs. I mean, specifically, it's a form of scapegoating called victim shaming. It's shifting responsibility from the perpetrator to the victim by claiming that the victim did something to cause the violent response. And it doesn't even remotely enter what's left of his feeble, maggot-infested mind that Matthew Dowd calling Charlie hateful and bigoted and racist may have been the catalyst for such a violent response. He's so ridiculously narcissistic and self-unaware that he doesn't even consider that possibility. He doesn't even entertain the notion that his own rhetoric framing Charlie as hateful and bigoted and racist is what provokes such hatred from others. Well, it doesn't matter anymore because he's gone. Even the radical leftists at MSNBC couldn't stomach his comments, so he's been fired. But Dowd was just the beginning. In Idaho, a woman by the name of Anika Roots, a Meridian High School employee, was terminated after posting a video wearing her school t-shirt while celebrating Charlie's death, saying, "I hope he's dead," and calling it a good day. Now, I want you to think about that. This is a woman who works with children. This is a woman who works with children. Well, thanks to you, she did work with children. She has now been terminated. Down in Tennessee, an assistant dean at Middle Tennessee State University was shown the door after posting on Facebook that she had, quote, zero sympathy for Charlie. University President Sidney McPhee stated her comments undermined the university's values and reputation, so she has been fired. Even in liberal academia, there are apparently some lines you can't cross. And we could go on and on and on and on. If you go on X right now, and notice it's even on Facebook, there is literally a litany of announcements of the mass firings all across the country because of what activist citizens are doing, simply posting the poison, the vicious poison of these left-wing liberals for all to see, most especially their employers. And now we're getting multiple reports that they're running scared. These cowards who so callously celebrated Charlie's killing are now deleting those celebrations lest they end up unemployed. Just one problem. The internet is forever. You see, you were one step ahead of them. All of those machinations have already been screenshotted and downloaded. They are busted. Now, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. The left ain't seen nothing yet. It's beginning with their mass firings. I don't think the modern left has any clue of what they have just unleashed.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's K-I-N-S-T-A.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
We talked about this last night on our video. Out on my back porch after I heard the news. What happened yesterday was, ironically and prophetically, a turning point. It was a major inflection point in our nation. I agree very much with Mark Hemingway on this. What happened to Charlie yesterday was the culmination of decades of leftist violence that has never yet once faced true consequences. What happened yesterday is the culmination of decades of leftist violence that has never faced consequences, enabled by the very same pathetic voices now offering their hollow and shallow condolences. For example, we heard today that Barack Obama, out of one side of his mouth, called the assassination despicable violence. But out of the other side of his mouth, he had the audacity to say, well, we can't rush to judgment. We don't know yet what his motivation was. Now, I want this to hit you, okay? This is the same Barack Obama whose political career was literally launched at the home of the unrepentant Weather Underground terrorists Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn. Now, Ayers and Dorn weren't just protesters. They were part of a leftist terrorist network that set off over 2,500 bombs in an 18-month period. That's nearly five bombs per day across America. That is who Barack Obama hung out with. But it gets worse. Ayers and Dorn adopted and raised a fellow by the name of Chase Bodine, whose own parents were Weather Underground terrorists who killed two police officers and a security guard in a 1981 Brinks truck robbery. Despite that blood-soaked legacy, San Francisco elected Bodine as their district attorney back in 2020. And the key here, either with Obama or Bodine, it proves that the left rewards political violence with power. The left has created a culture where conservatives like Charlie Kirk are dehumanized as fascists deserving of violence. They've normalized assassination attempts on Supreme Court justices. They've enabled two attempts on Donald Trump's life. And they celebrated the murder of that dear man protecting his family in Butler, Pennsylvania, Corey Comparatore. And we could go on and on and on. A far leftist by the name of Floyd Lee Corkins attempted the mass assassination of the Family Research Council members a few years back. The ultra-left Bernie bro James Hodgkinson attempted the mass assassination of Republican members of Congress. He explicitly posted that on social media, that that's what he was trying to do. And just last weekend, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz lamented that the rumors about Donald Trump's death weren't true. Luigi Mangione killed United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, and the left treated it as vigilante justice and celebrated it. Taylor Lorenz described her feelings as overwhelmingly joyful over this cold-blooded murder of this husband and father. Commentator Eric Erickson points out that that nut DeCarlo Brown, who stabbed Irina Zarutska to death in Charlotte, when video that got out, when that surveillance video got out, the left as a whole insisted, they insisted we empathize with the freaking murderer. I watched the borderline illiterate Abby Phillip, who I can't even believe still has a job at CNN. I heard her when she was confronted with the fact that he had been arrested 14 times prior to that. She responded with, well, what were they supposed to do? Make him spend the rest of his life in jail? What were they supposed to do? Yeah? Yeah? 14 times? I mean, she's a pampered elite. She could say whatever she wants from her cosmopolitan gated balcony while working class folk like Irina get slaughtered. And then let's not forget the two Israeli embassy employees who were gunned down in cold blood by a crazed pro-Palestinian lunatic. And so there's a twofold pattern that we're seeing emerge here. The left keeps embracing more and more escalatory violence, and the left has simply never been truly held accountable for their years of escalating violence. The left keeps getting ever more and more and more violent, and they have yet to be held truly accountable for those years of escalating violence. As of yesterday, those days are officially over. Yesterday was a turning point. And it's not just the political right here. Citizens across the board, concerned citizens across the nation, are demanding that the political left be finally held accountable for their propensity towards murderous violence. That is about to happen big time. The hammer is dropping. It's happening at the executive level, like we talked about in our first video today with President Trump in his address to the nation last night. He declared war on leftist terrorism and has used the full force of the executive branch of power to clamp down on it. And it's happening among you, citizen activists, contacting the employers of these leftist loons who have relinquished the most basic form of humanity. So keep it going, keyboard warriors. You are making a difference. You are holding the left finally accountable.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water. Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.